I am Kerry Stennett. I am here at 98.7 FM on Radio Cardiff, keeping you company for a couple of hours on a Tuesday morning, as I always do between 9 and 11. And as you well know, I do like to try and have guests into the studio to chat to me about all manner of things, but many of them are people who have written books, whether they be for children, for adults, whether they're fiction, non-fiction, local history, you name it, we have them in. And many of them come from the publishing firm of Candy Jar, who have offices in Newport Road in Cardiff, and we have some lovely, lovely people from them. And I'm sure today is no exception whatsoever. But as I mentioned a little bit earlier on, it's not a children's book today, not at all. Caroline Locke, who has joined me, is from Swansea, and well, you'll find out what it's all about in due course. So Caroline, good morning and welcome to you.
Oh, good morning.
How are you feeling this morning after your train journey up from Swansea?
Oh, fantastic. It was very relaxing. Nice to go on the train for a change.
Well, there you are. It's good to hear people say that, yes, they're letting the train take the strain and all that sort of stuff. As we said, thank you so much for coming in to chat about your book, Sam, which we will get on to talking about now in due course. But let's let our lovely listeners find out a little bit about you, if we may, Caroline. So give us a little bit about your story first up, and just tell us who really you are, what it is you do, what it is you have done, and what's going on down in Swansea, all that sort of stuff.
Yes, so I'm Caroline Locke. I'm married. I've got two children.
Yep.
One has just started university
mm-hmm.
this year doing sports management, and the other is 14 and in the first year of GCSEs.
Ah, right. Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I've worked in recruitment for over 20 years as a consultant, and I've also run my own business in the recruitment sector. Just prior to lockdown, I closed that business and I was on the verge of opening something new when obviously we went into lockdown
mm-hmm.
and I had to put everything on hold.
Right.
So my husband is a trader. He trades indices, currencies, gold.
Mm-hmm.
So he suggested that I learn to trade.
Wow, right.
To give myself an income during the lockdown period.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because nobody really knew what was going to happen, how long we'd be in lockdown. So he teaches people how to trade. So he taught me, which was relatively straightforward. I'd been around that environment for so long.
Yes.
I probably picked up most of it anyway. But what I found as I was trading during the day, I'd sit at the charts from 7 a.m. right through to around 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be quite boring because there's not a trade every 10 minutes.
No.
Could only have two or three trades during the day, and those can be over relatively quickly. So what I found I was doing was jumping in and trading for the sake of it when there wasn't actually a trade there,
mm-hmm.
and I was losing money. So my husband said, right, you've got to do something in between to occupy yourself, otherwise you're never going to make it work.
I see, yes.
And what a lot of traders do, they have YouTube channels, they do blogs, they play PlayStation, Xbox, YouTube, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that's really my bag.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Had always wanted to write a book. So I thought, my gosh, I've just been given the gift of time to actually write
I see.
My first novel. And that's how I got into
and
it.
So that's
really.
how it started, right?
Yeah.
What a fascinating thing! I mean, obviously, the world of trading, I'm sure, is something that for most people is a fairly alien sort of thing. But clearly, there is money to be made. But as you've rightly just said, clearly, there's money to be lost as well.
Absolutely.
Mm, right. Well, that's an interesting thing. So, just briefly, then tease us, if you will, then with a couple of thoughts on what the book is all about.
So the book is about the lead character is Carol, but she uses the name Sam, which
mm-hmm.
stands for sales and marketing, because she is a sales and marketing expert who sets up a networking group for the sex workers of Swansea.
Right. Okay. Mm. So very definitely then, as we said, something a little bit racy and something that maybe wouldn't necessarily appeal to all, But what sort of angle did you come from with this? I mean, did you feel that you wanted to sort of really get into the head of this person? Or, I mean, were you looking at it in a slightly detached way? Or did you think, right, I'm absolutely going to throw myself into her world?
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted it to be quite realistic, although it is quite lighthearted. Mm-hmm. So, it has a serious undertone, but it is quite funny in parts.
I see.
And I've tried to keep it light.
Right.
Obviously, I did want it to be realistic, and I wanted to kind of understand what it was like to work in, because it's not just about that side of it. There is a bit of an undercurrent of the shadier part of Swansea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I, during lockdown, had to do quite a bit of research. So you can imagine, if you've never had any exposure to that world, your Google history.
Yeah.
And yes, you're surrounded by, and in lockdown, my daughter was 12, my son was 16. All of these people bobbing back and forth while you're Googling all manner of things. It was a little bit hair-raising to say the least.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because when you're dipping your toe into a world that you don't know a huge amount about, it's a very alien world.
Yeah, absolutely, it is.
So how did you do it?
Okay, so my exposure to sex workers up until writing the book was when I lived in Bristol. I lived in a place called Fishponds.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, I was driving into work at 7:30, sunny morning. I had a little MGF with the roof down, and I'd pulled up at the traffic lights at the end of Fishpond Road. They were red.
Yeah.
And I just glanced over at the steps of one of the local churches, and there was a prostitute on the steps.
Right.
And she caught my eye, because I was just glancing around, mm-hmm. and instantly it made her really angry, and she started running towards the car.
Right.
I was absolutely terrified. I had no protection. The roof was down, and I was stuck at red lights.
Mm, tricky.
All I was doing was just praying the lights would change before she got to me, which fortunately they did, and I was able to drive off. But that was my limit of exposure.
Mm.
So obviously I wanted to write about that world, but also, the different kind of criminal activities that go on in a city, from, the world of illegal substances and that sort of thing. So it was really just a case of using my imagination and getting onto Google, trawling through different websites, reading different articles. It was painstaking, and then I used those clips to populate the book, really.
Right, okay. So how long did it actually take you to physically write the book from start to finish?
It took a year to write it, and then I probably sat on it for another couple of months, absolutely terrified to send it to a publisher.
Right.
My gosh, what if they hate it? But I've always been an optimist, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, what if they like it? So I sent it out probably this time last year
to
some publishers. Yeah.
So Candy Jar, our chums from Newport Road here in Cardiff, were obviously then the people who decided to pick it up and run with it.
Yeah.
And what was your feeling then when you actually got a yes?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. I can remember my husband and I went to our local pub, the Village Inn, which is in the village where I live. And I just couldn't stop talking about it. I was just absolutely thrilled. I started working on the cover as well, because I had an idea of what I wanted the cover of the book to look like.
Yes.
It just went from there then.
So what did your friends think when you told them that you were embarking on a writing project, and then you told them the sort of subject matter, dealing with sex workers and that sort of underworld, if you like, that exists in all cities and indeed lots of towns as well? I mean, were they suitably shocked?
They were very shocked, actually. I was quite nervous about letting colleagues know I'd written this sort of book. And also some of my family as well, the older generation of my family.
No, understood.
And, well, my husband hasn't even read it, so...
Oh, right, yeah, you haven't let him read it yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, right.
But my friends who have read it, you know, they've said, yeah, it's great. They were surprised that I'd chosen to write that type of book. Because when I read, I tend to read more kind of crime and thrillers.
Yeah, yes,
I really don't know why I decided to embark on this. It just seemed to fit at the time.
Well, no, that's fair enough. Now, obviously, as a first-time author, I mean, I have to ask you then, how easy did you find the whole process? Was it a question of getting up every day and thinking, right, I'm going to try and do a chapter today or a couple of chapters, whatever it may be? Or were you somebody who preferred to burn the midnight oil, et cetera, et cetera? Or was it just jotting things down on pieces of paper as you went around? Mm.
So I've been wanting to write a book probably for the last 10 years. So I've always had problems sleeping.
Okay.
And from a really young age, I would create these characters and scenarios before going to bed at night. And that's what I would go to sleep to.
Mm-hmm.
And I started probably thinking 10 years ago, my gosh, you know, some of these scenarios and characters are great. I should write a book.
Yes, yes.
But loads of people say that, I should write a book.
Yeah, so true.
I started writing from some of these kind of going to sleep scenarios, a book called Second Dimension. And that's a book that I'm writing at the moment as the sequel to Sam.
Ah, right. Yes, yes.
But I wanted to give the main character, Carol, more of a backstory because I just felt I'd gone straight into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't really a connection to her. So Sam was started off being her backstory, and I got a little bit carried away and ended up being a book in its own right.
Yes.
But at the same time, what I was finding was a lot of our couples' friends seemed to be splitting up at a rate of knots. So I wanted to bring the two together, the backstory of Carol, and try to kind of look at why couples in their 40s were splitting up. They'd spent 20, 25 years together. Life had taken its toll on them, and they took the easy way out rather than really working out their relationships. And then my girlfriends were saying, my gosh, you know, I've joined this dating website. The people on there are just after one thing.
Mm.
You know, I've had to go on this diet. I've joined the gym. I've changed my look.
Yeah,
and
yes.
I just kind of thought, well, you know, you're all doing that. Why didn't you do that with the person you were with for 20, 25 years who you loved so much?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You bought a house with them. You had children with them.
Right, right.
So when I embarked on the backstory, I wanted it to help people as well.
Right, right.
To get people thinking, actually, you know, I could change my relationship before I embark on the whole separation.
Yeah, too late. Yeah. Interesting. So there we are. So you've answered another question then, obviously, which I would have asked you about, well, you know, are you planning then a sequel? But in effect, as you said, this original book that you sort of started thinking about, the two now obviously tie in perfectly well.
Yes. So I'm about 14,000 words into Second Dimension.
Right, right.
Which is slightly different. It does follow on from where Sam stopped.
Yes.
But again, it's addressing some really quite real issues about loss of family members. So it starts off like that and then grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a little bit distracted because, and oddly enough, we were chatting earlier about children's books.
Yes.
I've actually written a children's book,
which
hasn't been published yet. It's a little bit different. It's an interactive children's book. So I'm actually working with an app developer at the moment.
Okay.
And the idea around that is to get children reading, but being out and about and learning about the history of the city they live in. For years, we've been hearing parents, schools talking about kids just being immersed in their phones and iPads. And I've been saying for years, well, we need to stop moaning about that and actually embrace the fact that they are on this technology and try and kind of use that to still get them out and about and still get them reading and interested in their surroundings. So I, my husband and I, again, we were at our local, the Village Inn in Calais.
Yes.
Seems to be where most of the ideas come from.
Right, yeah. Yes.
And we came up with the idea of Saventure, which stands for City Adventure. And it will be, well, the app that we're having created at the moment, you'll read the book on the app, travel around different historic sites, and you will capture the ghost or the alien or the witch actually on your phone, and you'll get to the top of the leaderboard as you do it. So the aim there is the children are reading, they are using technology, mm-hmm. they're yep. walking around, out and about, and they're learning the history of the city.
Sounds like a good idea. So you really, you know, I mean, it's sublime to the ridiculous, isn't it, really, from the sort of books that we're talking about on the one level to then thinking about things for children. But, I mean, clearly what is important is that you've got these ideas and you're looking for ways now to express yourself and to get the message across to people. But I mean, that's the whole interactive thing. I mean, absolutely. It's what kids want, isn't it, these days?
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, I also think, obviously I've written Sam and it's based in Swansea. The sequel is also based in Swansea.
Yes.
The first interactive book for the children is based in Swansea, although we want to take that nationally and internationally.
Okay.
For me, it is all about community and whatever I can do to improve communities.
And that makes good sense. Clearly, Swansea is close to your heart. How easy was it for you, though, to set the books there? I mean, did you feel you knew the different parts of Swansea that you wanted to feature? Or, again, was that something you had to sort of research?
Well, I'm from Swansea originally. I did live away for quite a long period of time. But yeah. I moved back to Swansea when my daughter was born, which was 13 years ago.
Surely.
So, yes, I was very familiar with the area. But they always say, if you're going to set up a business or write a book, write or set up a business about what you know.
It
just made sense to me to base it locally.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Have you had sort of any adverse criticism from people saying, "Oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. You should have, you know, done it in, you know, based it in Cardiff or somewhere like that." But I mean, have people been happy enough that they accept that, you know, these types of things go on in Swansea like everywhere else?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have thought, "Oh, wow, my gosh, in Swansea." Wow.
In Swansea, exactly.
So,
that.
Yeah, it kind of made people think. Yeah. But you're probably right. I mean, this sort of business goes on wherever, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, it certainly does. Yeah. So the book itself is now available. It's called Sam, published by Candy Jar, Jelly Bean Books and so on. Our chums from Newport Road, as we said, in Cardiff. If people want to find out a little bit more about it, obviously they can go to the Candy Jar website.
They can. It's also available on Amazon, Kindle, right. and paperback.
Lovely.
Today I'm working on my Facebook page, so it will also be available from my Excellent. Personal Facebook page.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, there we are. Caroline, it's been great fun having you in, hearing about all the stuff that you've been involved with. Clearly, we will look out for the sort of second instalment, I suppose, if you want to call it that. So remind us again, the second book that you're working on at the moment, which is linked to this one, is called
Second Dimension.
And what would you reckon, is that for the new year sometime?
Yes, I'm aiming to have that released for the spring.
Excellent. Well, there we are. As I say, great fun. And, you know, anybody that dips their toe into the world of publishing and writing and so on, I think it's great fun. As we have also said, of course, hard work, isn't it?
It is hard work, yes.
Probably, if you'd have realised how hard work it was, you might have thought twice and then think, no, I'll do something else.
No, I think I need to get the book out.
You always knew that you had a book in you, and you thought, this is it, this is what I've got to do, this has to be for me.
Definitely. I think the characters would have been really angry with me on my deathbed if I hadn't released them into the world. So,
what an interesting thought. My word, my word. Thank you so much, Caroline, for coming in, and look forward to seeing you again at some time in the future. Come on in, tell us about the second book.